Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila daf Tes Vav. Today we begin the fourth parak of Maseches Mi'ila. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and by an anonymous sponsor, L'Zechusei Ksiva V'Chsima Tova, for the entire BKNW and all of Klal Yisrael. A Gemar Ksima Tova for the entire BKNW and all of Klal Yisrael. We thank both sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding at the top of Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. We are at the mission of the new parak. So this parak is going to discuss, we're going to shift from Mi'ila at some point in this parak. We're going to discuss Tziruf of different shiurim, that when we can combine different things to equal up to a shiur. It starts with what's mitztaref to Mi'ila, and that's going to be today's discussion. The Mishnah is going to talk about Tziruf for a shiur Mi'ila from different types of karbanos. And then the Gemara is going to discuss what the chiddush is in the first part of the Mishnah, that kachim mizbeach mitztaref with each other, considering that the latter part of the Mishnah is going to tell us that kachim mizbeach could even be mitztaref with kachim betekabayis for Mi'ila. So of course they could be mitztaref with each other. And then the Gemara is going to... and it is also sponsored by David Ham in honor of his wife Margie. We thank David Ham again very much for the sponsorship. The Gemara is also going to discuss whether Mi'ila applies to Kachim Mizbeach. And we're going to have three, meaning from the Pasuk that we derive Mi'ila from, it makes it sound like Mi'ila won't apply to Kachim Mizbeach. So the Gemara is going to bring five rayas that Mi'ila does apply to Kachim Mizbeach. Three from Mishnayos and two from other sources. And to the point where we have to say that there never could have been a Hava Amina, that Mi'ila does not apply to Kachim Mizbeach. It's just that it's derived from a different pasuk. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the different parts of a Karban Ola and a Karban Toda that are mitztarif with each other for a variety of different halachos, including Mi'ila, but other halachos, other isurim as well. And then the next Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about other types of isurim that are mitztarif with each other, and we're going to start veering away from Mi'ila. So let's begin at the Mishnah on Daf Tes Vav Amud Aleph at the very top. So Kachim Mizbeach mitztarif mzeh. Karbanos that are muktash to be brought in the Mizbeach are mitztarif one with the other, like an Ola together with a Shlamim, they're all supposed to be brought in the Mizbeach, and therefore the mitztarif l'mi'ila, as far as Mi'ila is concerned. Meaning, if a person gets Hana'a of a Shava Pruta's worth from an Ola, and Hana'a of a Shava Pruta's worth from a Shlamim, so that is a Shava Pruta's worth of Hana'a from Kajim, and therefore he's chayiv to bring an Asham Mi'ilos for that Hana'a. From Tosos, it sounds like there's a man diyomer that holds that the shir of Isra Mi'ila is ba'achilas kezayis. And according to that, the tziruf is an achilas chatzizayis from each carbon. But the Achrona point out that that's very difficult, because it's a davar pashut in Gant Shas, that Mi'ila is always b'shava pruta, that we don't measure it by kezayis, we measure it by shava pruta. You have to say that this man diyomer in Tosos holds, yeah, that's when you get just hana'a. But when it's achila of the kachim, then it's going to be measured by a kezayis rather than by a pruta. Tosfos also says that the Mishnah is talking about a tziruf of two different olos, that you're moel in each one a chatzi shir. The Rasha says that that's lav dafka, two different olos. It could be an ola and a shlamim as well, that everyone agrees that different types of kachim mizbeach are for sure mitztarif with each other. And when Tosfos gives the example of an ola with another ola, it's lav dafka. Not only are they mitztarif as far as mi'ila is concerned, ulechayev aleihem mishum pigul v'nosa v'tamei, that they're also mitztarif together to make a shir kezayis to be chayev for kares if a person does a bemezid or chatas. If he does b'shogeg, the isur of pigul, that the kachim became pigul, that he eats it after he has a machshava through one of the avodos to eat the basar la'achas man achilasam, or to be maktir that which is roi la'aktara after the day after the shkita, or it's mitzarev to kezayis for chiyuv kares or chatas if you do b'shogeg. If it's nosar, if you eat it after the zman, you actually eat it after the zman that it's allowed to be eaten, and it's mitzarev for shir kezayis to be chayiv if a person that ate it happened to have been tamei. Pasuk says, "V'nefesh shetochel basar mizevach hashlamim hashal Hashem v'tumasaw alav." v'nichrasa nefeshai me'emel. So that's talking about tumas aguf, that a person who is tamei that eats the basar. If a Torah person eats basar tamei, he's not chayiv kares. It's the chayiv kares is a tamei person eating basar kodesh that is tahor. Rashi points out that the mitzdarif kachim mizbeach for shir kazayis to be mechayiv for being maktir b'chutz as well. That part isn't mentioned in the Mishnah. The idea that different kachim mizbeach are mitzdarif with each other is not only for me'ilah, not only for pridol and osur and tamei, but for being mali it b'chutz. So Tos Yantif wonders that Meseches Vachim, the inyan of Tziruf Shir Allah B'chutz, is only for Ola Ve'emureha, because that's one karban, and not two different karbanos. Only the Ola is mitzdarif with its own emurim for Halaa B'chutz, but not an Ola together with a karban Shlamim. So in Kachim also raises the question, why does the Mishnah not mention this din of Tziruf, if there is such a din of Tziruf of Halaa B'chutz? The Mishnah only mentions Me'ila and Pigla and Osar and Tameh. So the Karanar says the fact that the Mishnah doesn't mention it is because the Mishnah is talking about all Zvachim, all Kachim Mizbeach, and by other Kachim that are not Ola on the Mizbeach, there is no Chiyuv of Halah Bachutz. So that's why it wouldn't work for all Kachim, it works for a Karban Ola. Okay, that's as far as Kachim Mizbeach are concerned, says the Mishnah. Kachim Bedek HaBayis, if you were makter something for Bedek HaBayis, so it's meant to be sold or redeemed and then use the money for Bedek HaBayis, Mitztarfim Zeh Im Zeh, if you get a of a chatzi pruta from one type of kachim bedek habayis and a chatzi pruta from another, then it's tarif to be mechayiv the person an asham mi'ilos. But there is no such thing as siruf for pigul noser and tameh, because there is no pigul noser and tameh on kachim bedek habayis. They're not karbanos, right? So obviously it's only talking about mi'ila. That's what the Melech Shlomo points out, that the Mishnah doesn't say that it's for mi'ila, because it's the only thing it can be for. There is no pigulos of Tame when you're talking about kachim b'dekabayis. So now we had two halachas in the Mishnah: that kachim is beach are mitzarif with each other, that kachim b'dekabayis are mitzarif with each other, and then echor kachim is beach v'echor kachim b'dekabayis mitzarif from zeh mizeh lemi'ila. Then the third halach of the Mishnah is that those two categories are even mitzarif with each other: that kachim is beach and kachim b'dekabayis, even though they're different types of kedusha entirely, they're still mitzarif with each other for the chiyuv of mi'ila. If you get a chatzi pruta of hana from each of them, then mitzarif to be mechayiv a person for mi'ila. So, frankly, Gemara, once you have that last halacha, that kachim bedek habayis and kachim mizbeach are mitzarif with each other, hashi yesh lomer dektani yecha kachim mizbeach vecha kachim bedek habayis, tai kedush saguf, ai kedush damim, afilu hachi, katani mitzarif from zeh mzeh. Once you say that that which is kedush saguf could be mitzarif together with that which is kedush damim, kachim mizbeach and kachim mizbeach mibayi, do I then need the first halacha in the Mishnah that different types of kachay mizbeach can be mitzarif with each other? Of course they can be mitzarif with each other. Kachay mizbeach could even be mitzarif with kachay bedek habayis. So Tosfos is bothered by this kasha, that we find this all over Shas, that you have a lozu avzu, right? The Mishnayos start out with the lesser chiddush and they build up to the greater chiddush. So what's so shver over here that the Mishnah does that same thing, that it starts with the lesser chiddush that kachim mizbeach are mitzarif with each other, and then ultimately builds up to the chiddush that kachim mizbeach are mitzarif together with kachay bedek habayis? So Tosfos points out that when the Mishnah says Echod kachim mizbeach ve'echod kachim bedek habayis are mitzarif from zeh mizeh, that lashon itself is includes that kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis are also mitzarif with each other, because it could have just said kachim mizbeach kachim bedek habayis mitzarifin. What's the echod? So already in the reisha and the seif of the Mishnah, the same halacha appears twice in the Mishnah, because when it says echod, that implies that kachim mizbeach on its own are mitzarif with each other, and the kachim bedek habayis on their own are mitzarif with each other, and it also tells me that they kachim mizbeach and kachim bedek habayis are mitzarif with each other. So it's not just that it's lozu avzu, that wouldn't bother us. It's repetitive. So if that's the kasha of the Gemara, either way, whatever the kasha of the Gemara is, the Gemara answers mishum dekatani Allah. It's because the Mishnah is going to say on the din of tziruv kachim mizbeach one with the other lechayev alein mishum pigal noser v'tamei, that they're mitzarif with each other not only for the iser mi'ila, but as far as the iser kares of pigal noser and tamei as well. And that I could not have derived from the Seifa of the Mishnah. The Kachar Ben Kabayis, lo ika hachi mishum hachi kapalugle. Kachar Ben Kabayis obviously doesn't have pigul noser v'tamei, and that's why we have to separate these two halachos of the Mishnah to tell me that kachar mizbeach or mitztarif with each other, an ola and a shlamim, for example, with each other, as far as all of the halachos of karbanos, pigul, nosar, and tamei, the fact that they're mitztarif from me'ila in a chinami. I could have just reserved that for the end of the Mishnah when it told me that kachar mizbeach and kachar bet kabayis are mitztarif with each other. Now, the Gemara is going to bring the Shita of Rabbi Yanai right now, who derives from a pasuk that, or seems to derive from a pasuk, that there's no Mi'ila by Kachar Mizbeach. A little bit strange. That the whole Isra Mi'ila only applies to Kachar Ben Kabayis, and then the Gemara is going to try to prove that that can't possibly be true, that there has to be Mi'ila by Kachar Mizbeach as well. So, Amar Rabbi Yanai, Mechavarta, Machavarta, Ein Chayavin Mishum Mi'ila. That it was something that seemed clear to me. That you're only chayiv mishum meila on kachar bet kabayis. So, but va'ola bilvad kachar bet kabayis and one type of kachar mizbeach. A carbon ola, because carbon ola is not enjoyed by the person himself. The meat is all burnt on the mizbeach, but other carbonos outside of carbon ola are not subject to mi'ila. Where would I get that idea that that mi'ila does not apply to kachar mizbeach? My taima, why would I say such a thing? The amar kra, because the pasuk says when it talks about mi'ila nefesh ki simol ma'al, and then it says mikachay Hashem. The full pasuk is nefesh ki simol ma'al. So we learn from there, kachma miyuchad l'Hashem. Yeah, you know where there's an issur mi'ila? When the kachma are miyuchad entirely l'tzarech kavah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the hedyot, a regular person, gets nothing out of it. Yesh ben mi'ila, that's when there's mi'ila. Aval kachma mizbeach ispul l'kohanim, but kachma mizbeach, the kohanim get hana from, like the basar chatos and the yashram and the bechar, they're all eaten by kohanim, they're not all on the mizbeach. L'gavoa, the chaz of a shok, of a tod of a shlamim, are eaten by Kohanim, and the ispul l'baylim, and there's also a chelek that goes to the baylim, like all other meat of all other kachrim kalim, gets eaten by the baylim. So from that drasha, we should derive that those kachrim don't have a din of mi'ila at all, and therefore even their emurim, which are huktar on the mizbeach, are not subject to mi'ila, because their basar is given to hedyot. The basar doesn't go la Hashem. So the Gemara tries to show, or will successfully show, but first tries and fails a few times from a variety of sources, that it has to be that kachar mizbeach are subject to mi'ila. So the first raya is Tanan. It says in our Mishnah that kachar mizbeach mitztarif im zeh l'mi'ila. The kachar mizbeach are mitztarif one with the other for the shear that's of a shavar putu's worth of mi'ila. So you see that there's an isser mi'ila by kachar mizbeach, because they're mitztarif with each other. So obviously we're talking about an isser mi'ila. So says the Gemara midrabbanan. Now maybe there is mi'ila by kachar mizbeach, but that's only on a drabbanan level. When the Mishnah says that the kachar mizbeach are mitztarif with each other, it only means that you have to pay back what you got hanah from hegdish. But an asham mi'ilos, the extra chomesh, you don't have to do that, because it's not mi'ila on a daraisa level, it's only mi'ila on a drabbanan level. So that raya is not a good raya. Says Gemara, okay, but I'll bring you another raya from a Mishnah in the very beginning of the Masechta. Kachay kachim sheshchatan badarom. If you shechted kachay kachim in the wrong part of the azara, it's supposed to be shechted batzaf when you shechted badarom, and therefore the basar never became hutel kohanim ba'achila ma'alin behen. That since it never became mutter for a hedit ba'achila, someone who gets hana from them is moel in their kedusha that they had when they were alive, because the kedusha doesn't go away with the shechita if the shechita is not being matir the basar la'achila. So from there you see that there is mi'ila by kachar mizbeach, because when done wrong, we're saying that there's even mi'ila on the basar part of the karban. Says Gemara, midrabanan. Maybe that also means only mi'ila midrabanan, just that you have to pay it back, but not that it's actually subject to an asham mi'ilos or to the extra chomesh or anything like that. Okay, we'll try a third raya. Tnan, we're going to have a Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches that tells us Hanena min achatas. If a person gets hanah from a covered chatas, which is a balas mum, kishi chaya lo ma'al ad sheyifkom, that he's not going to, if he gets hanah from while it's alive, it's not a violation of Mi'ila until he detracts from its value a shavapruta based on the, or he gets hana'a of a shavapruta while detracting from its value, because anything that's shaykh a pagam in it and it's the derech to go down in value, you're not going to be chayv mi'ila just for getting hana'a from it. It has to be that you use it up, that in some way you're causing it to decrease in value. So this chatas that's a balas mum by being pogam it and causing it to be worth less than it would be worth for pidyon purposes, so he's going to be chayiv mishum mi'ila. So therefore, hana'a alone would not be mi'ila, but hana'a together with the pagam would be mi'ila. Shimesa, when once it's dead though, kiven shenena kolshu, a hana'a of, doesn't really mean a kolshu, of a shava pruta. The point is, hana'a levad, that's what it really means to say. Hana'a without a pagam. Once it's dead, if you get hana'a from it, even if you're not pogame it when you get that hana'a, ma'al, then it's going to be a violation of mi'ila, because once it's dead, it's not royal lepidyon. We're not poda kodshim la'achilim la'klavim. So since it's not royal lepidyon, so there's no money that you're detracting from it, because it has no value to kodshim anyway. So therefore, just getting a hana'a of a shavar pruta worth of it is going to be mi'ila. But the bottom line is, you see that there's mi'ila on an animal that's a korban chatas. That is kachim is beach. It is not kachim bet kabayis. So isn't this a raya that kachim is beach are subject to mila? Says Gemara again, midrabanan. No, that only means midrabanan, not midaraisa. Ask the Gemara, come on, midaraisa, lo, you're going to tell me that Rabbi Yanai holds that there's no mi'ila midaraisa on kachim is beach? I'll bring you a fourth raya, but this time not from a Mishnah. For a time here we have a braisa, that Rabbi Omer, that Rabbi says, the pasuk that talks about a murim of kachim kalim, kol chelev la'ashem, L'rabus emurim kachim kalim, that emurim of kachim kalim after the zrikas adam that are right to be brought in the mizbech l'me'ila, that they are included in me'ila. So you see that there's me'ila by kachim mizbech on a doraisa level because he's deriving it from a pasuk. Says Mar Midrabanan. Now that also is drabanan. But krokanosivla, you can't say drabanan when he brings you a pasuk. Sure you can. Asmachta bi'alma. That pasuk is only an asmachta, and therefore every raya, all four rayas that we brought so far, three from Mishnayos, one from Abraisa, that seem to suggest that there's mi'ila and kachim mizbeach, could all be dismissed, that it's only talking about mi'ila midrabanan. Frak the Gemara, I'll bring you a fifth raya. Va'amar Ula Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Ula says in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Shemesu, Yatsu Midei Mi'ila Dvar Torah. That in the Parsha of Mi'ila it says, V'chata B'shkaga Mi'kad Sheh Hashem. A behemoth kachim that dies has no more purpose or benefit for Hegdish. You can't even be poda it, because you're not poda kachim la'achilim l'klavim. And therefore, it's no longer called Kachim Hashem once it dies, and therefore there's no mi'ila in it once it dies. So b'may, what type of kachim are we talking about? Ilim b'kachim bedek habayis, if we're talking about that which is designated for bedek habayis, where it doesn't really have kedushas saguf, it only has kedushas damim in the first place, afilu kimei tsunami. Even if it dies, you can't say that it's not subject to mila. It should still be subject to mila. Lo yehei ela da'aktish ashpa lebedek habayis. Lavis b'meila, meaning if you're maktish something that's inanimate to bedek habayis, that also is subject to mi'ila. So a dead animal that only has kedushas bedek habayis should also be subject to mi'ila. So what type of kedusha are we saying that once it's dead, there's no longer mi'ila? Ela kachim is beach. So it's kachim is beach, but according to Rabbi Yanai, kachim is beach never should have had mi'ila on the darais level in the first place. Elamai, you see that we learn from this pasuk that kachim is beach are subject to mi'ila. Once they're dead, they're no longer subject to mi'ila. Why does Rabbi Yochanan need that pasuk if Rabbi Yanai is correct? So says Gemara, okay, that convinces us. We misunderstood what came out of the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai never said that kachim mizbeach are not subject to mila. What he said is mehay kra, from the pasuk in Parshas Mi'ila, v'chata b'shkaga mikachi Hashem, from that pasuk we derive Katshe Bedekabayis Shaminin Mina. We learn that Katshe Bedekabayis alone, which are actually called Katshe Hashem, because they're entirely Litzarach Gavoa, no person benefits from them, that's subject to Mila. Katshe Mizbeach, Lo Shaminin Mina. Katshe Mizbeach, it's not that it's not subject to Mila, it's that you can't derive it from that Pasuk. But nevertheless, it is subject to Mi'ilah, because there is another pasuk from which we derive Mi'ilah by Katshe Mizbeach. That pasuk is the pasuk Vayikra Perachafes Pasuk Yedalid, V'ish Ki Yochal Kodesh Bishkaga, V'yasaf Chamish Yisau Alav, V'nasan LaKohen Es HaKodesh. That's where, that's talking about all types of Kodesh. That's what Rashi points out. That other pasuk is talking about all types of Kodesh, even Katshe Mizbeach. So that is how we ultimately conclude that everyone agrees that Katshe Mizbeach are subject to Mila. It's just a matter of from where we derive that halacha, but that the halacha exists, there's nothing to discuss. Okay, new Mishnah, Amud Beis. Chamish Dvarim Ba'olam Esar from Zemzah. Five different types of things that are brought on the Mizbeach within a Karban Olah are mitzvahed with each other to be Chayiv Kares, if you do it B'mezid, Echatis, if you do it B'shogeg, if you're Malo B'chutz, Kazayis from all of them together, or Pigul, or Nosar, or Tamei, all of these things, or Mi'ilah for that matter. And the five parts are Habasar, Vachelev, Vasoles, the solus of the Minchas Nesachim that gets brought together with the Karban Olah, Vayayin, Vashemen of the Minchas Nesachim also. So those are the five parts. Two from the actual animal itself, and three from the nesachim that go along with it. Vishisha batoda. There are six parts of a karma toda that are mistarif with each other for pigol, and nosar, or tamek, and they are habasar, vachelev, Vasoles, Vayayin, Vashemen, the same five that you had by the Karban Olah, but one additional one, Vahalechem. Karban Todah comes together with Lachme Todah. So the Karban Todah that has the Lechem is actually Mitzdarif together with the Todah for all of these halachos, the Figul of Nosar of Tameh. So Masna of Hunan Larava. Rav Huna taught this Mishnah to Rava with the exact text that we have it, that Chamisha Dvarim, except instead of Chamisha Dvarim Ba'ola, he has Chamisha Dvarim Ba'olam, not Ba'olam, it's star from Zeh and Zeh. So it sounds like the Mishnah is telling us that by Karbanos, there are five things that can be Messiah for each other for Pigul Noser V'Tameh. That Dafka by Karbanos, by all Karbanos, that it's not only talking about Karban Ola. Samarlay, Ba'olam Ka'amrit. What? That's talking about five different things in all of the world of Karbanos that could be mitzvahed with each other. I know there are more than five. You know, I know there are more than five. The very next line of the Mishnah. Vakatani, Batoda, Shishadvarim, Shabatoda, Abbas, Vachel, Vasolus, Vayayin, Vashemin, Vilach, Metoda. So there are six by a Karban Todas. How could you say that there are only five Ba'olam in the whole world of Karbanos? Some later, Funa says to Rava, Tani, Ba'olam. You're right, we got to change that. And it should not be Ba'olam, it should be Ba'ola. By Ola there are five, and by Toda there are six. So says Martanina Laha, we already know this din that we learn in our Mishnah in Ebraisa, the Tana Rabban, because Ebraisa tells us Ola the Imureha, Mitzar from Lakzayas Alosim Bechutz. If you have the Ola and the Emurim, the Chelu, the Osiris Hakave, the Kloyos, they're Mitzarif to a Kazayas for the to be Chayiv Kares. If you do b'mezid chazis, if you do b'shogeg, if you're mala kazayis to be makter on the mizbeach chutz le'azara, and even if and they're even mitzayif to the shear of basar and emurim are mitzayif together to equal that shear luchayv alei mishum pigul nosar v'tameh, and also not only for Allah b'chutz but also for pigul for nosar for tameh. So katani ba'ola in b'shlam lo. The Brisa says that the basar is mitzdarif with the emurim as far as a korban ola is concerned. That's mashma, that by a korban shlamim, the basar would not be mitzdarif with the emurim. So says Mar b'shlam alaha alosan b'chutz. I understand very well that that this is limited to a korban ola as far as the isra of being male b'chutz. Ola de kalilhi mitzdarfin, an ola where both the basar and the emurim are supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, so they're mitzdarif with each other for the shear of halah b'chutz, of the isra being malah b'chutz, because they have a requirement to be malah bifnim. Shlamim lo mitzarfim, but by shlamim, where they're not, it's not hooked on the mizbeach to begin with, it's not going to be mitzari for a chiyuv kares of being male b'chutz, because the halacha is you're only chayuv kares for being male b'chutz that which you were supposed to be male b'fnim. So by the shlamim, you're supposed to eat the basa, you're not supposed to be male b'fnim. So I get why there's no such din of tziruf as far as halah b'chutz by a shlamim. Why don't we say the same din by a korban shlamim, at least that the emurim and the basar should be mitzarif with each other as far as pigul, nosar, and tamei? Vatnan, after all, doesn't the Mishnah tell us? So it sounds like the mitzarif, all different types of pigul and nosar, the basar, the emurim, that, and even of different types of korbanos. So ela ema, all of emurim, mitzarif, zem, zev, the kazayis, lizrok, alein, asadam, keeping them sarf and lizrik as adam chayiv, that the tziruf of the emurim with the basa that the Brisa was talking about is said in the context of the halacha that dam of a carbon is not nizrach unless you have a kazayis of that which is roi to be burnt on the mizbeach, and that's what the Brisa is saying, that by an ola that kazayis of that which is roi to be burnt on the mizbeach can be made up of basar and emurim together because they are both actually supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. So that's why the Brisa says that didn't dafka by a korban ola, because by a shlamim the basar is supposed to be eaten, not burnt, and therefore it's not going to be mitzarif with the emurim, because the kazayis that you need to be omed lahaktara, because that kazayis has to be either fully omed lahaktara or a full kazayis of that which is omed la'achila. But you can't be mitzarif emurim which are omed la'aktara and basa which is omed la'achila. So when the Brisa says that the tziruf is as far as the isur of pigul nosar v'tamei, that means kivin them sarv nuzuk asadam chayiv, that these isurim you're only chayiv by a korban that had a proper zrik asadam. So by a shlamim, where you're not going to be Zorik the Dam, when you only have a Kazayis combined of Basar and Imurim, so then Mimela you're not going to have the other Isurim of Pigul Nosar Vitame, because you never had a Zrika Ksheira. You can only do a Zrika when you have a Kazayis of either Niktarim or a Kazayis of Ne'echalim. But if you have a Chatzi Zayis of each by a Karmel Shlam, then you're not going to ever have a Zrika Sadam Mimela. You're never going to have Pigul Nosar Vitame. Uman Katanila. And who is the Tana of this price? Rabbi Yeshuahi. It must be similar. Rabbi Yeshua, Titania, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Kol Zvachim Shabbatorah, all Zvachim in the Torah, that Shenishtayim and Kazayis Basar, that you lost the Basar and the Emurim before the Zrika Saddam, and you only have a Kazayis of Basar that's Roy Lachila left, Ukazayis Chelev, or you have just a Kazayis Chelev left, Zorik Asadam. As long as you have a Kazayis from one or the other left, then you could be Zorik the Dam. But kachatzi zayis basar v'kachatzi zayis chelev eino zorik esadam, that Rabbi Shua derives from a pasuk that if you only have a chatzi zayis basar and a chatzi zayis of chelev, the basar is meant to be eaten, the chelev is meant to be burnt, you can't be zorik the dam because they are not going to be mitzarif with each other. You need a kazayis shalim. He derives this from a pasuk in Dvarim Yud Beis, v'dam zvachecha yishafeich al mizbach Hashem elokecha v'abasar tochel, that the dam is only put on the mizbeach if the basar is niter la'achila al yedei the zrika sadam, or if the emurim are niter la'akrava al yedei the zrika sadam. But if you don't have a sheer kazayis of basar that's going to become motor ba'achila through that zrika sadam, then it doesn't. Then you don't do the zrika sadam in the first place. And v'uba ola, if it happens by a korban ola, afil chatzis zayis basar chatzis zayis chelav zorik sadam neshukula kolil, then you could even be mitzari for chatzis zayis of chelav and a chatzis zayis of basar, because the same thing happens to the chelav and the basar by a korban ola. All of it gets burnt on the mizbech. All of that is Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer disagrees with Rabbi Yeshua and holds that the dam could be Nizrak on the Mizbeach even if you don't have any Basar left, you don't have any Chelev left, somehow it all got lost. And according to Rabbi Eliezer, there's no difference between an Ola and other Karbanos. And that's why the Gemara is saying that the Brisa that tells us that an Ola, the Basar is Mitzarif with the Chelev, more so than by other Karbanos, has to only be going within Shitas Rabbi Yeshua. So says Gemara, now about just the rest of the brisa, the uba mincha, when if the same were to happen by a korban mincha, afilu kula kayamis, even if the entire mincha is around, lo yizrok, he can't be zorik the dam. Says Mara, it can't be zorik the dam of a mincha. Mincha, maya vidite, what are you talking about? There is no dam of a korban mincha. Korban mincha is flour. So Amar of Papa, minchas nesachim. Now the mincha that we're talking about is a minchas nesachim that's brought together with the korban. So that's what the price is telling me, that if you lost the basar of the korban and the emurim of the korban are also gone, and all you're left with is the minchas nesachim that goes together with the korban, don't be zorik the dam just on account of the mincha. You don't have any part of the actual korban left, and therefore you can't be zorik the dam just on account of the mincha itself, according to Rabbi Shua. So Bez Hashem will pick up at the second last Mishnah on Tesvav Amid Beis tomorrow.